This year, I am 72. That isn't long compared to some, but it's pretty long to me considering when I was a child, our neighbors said,
"That boy will likely never live to see 7.
I was a dangerous child, I suppose. These are the days I thought, in my youthful ignorance, that I'd never see. Yet here I am, having cast a long shadow in my Christian community somehow. Yet there it is. Surprisingly, I'm still alive, still praying, actually more than ever with greater intent, greater vision, living and walking in a personal, radiant, relational conversation with God all day, every day. I never thought I'd see this level of intimacy with God. In fact, it was not even within me to imagine such beauty. Think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Can you believe it? Someone as vast and eternal as the King of the universe has stooped down to know the very small dust in the windowsill who is me, and he actually wants to be friends. He even knows my name. Wow. Regardless of me and my crazy life, God has caused me to cast a long shadow. It may be a long shadow cast, and only God can see, but it is there nevertheless. To cast a long shadow can either be an idiom or a metaphor, and in my case it's more idiom than anything else. For clarity's sake, from the Oxford Dictionary of English Grammar, an idiom is a common phrase or expression whose meaning is figurative, not literal, often rooted in culture. For example, stiff-necked in Exodus 32:9 means stubborn or rebellious. In Daniel 2:33-34, the idea of having feet of clay points to a hidden weakness in someone who is strong, yet they are destined to crumble. As it pertains to people casting a long shadow, it means having a significant, far-reaching, or lasting influence, a lifestyle which profoundly affects others. And it can be positive, as in someone's achievements, which may inspire generations, or negative, as in someone who acted scandalously and intimidated others, possibly for a couple generations. To say a believer is someone who casts a long shadow is about legacy, meaning our walk in the Lord influences future people and events. As Christians, our fruit of the Spirit attributes or character can cast a long shadow. More than what we do, more than just being on the way, but wholly about the way we go our way while in the way. Not merely the words we use, but how we use our words, which includes facial inflections, body posture, and tone of voice. Do you get it? As example, my insistence on being honest, and I mean down to the bone type of honesty, influences those around me to also be honest. It may make others uncomfortable, but then we may ask, why are they uncomfortable? To quote a well-known missionary, C.T. Studd, "Only what's done for Christ will last." And he's not talking about mere works, but more how we are, or the way we go our way while in the way. What he was saying reflects 1 Corinthians 3, 12-15. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. For years, I worked hard as a musician. Oh boy, I religiously ran my scales, read my Bible, prayed, witnessed, religiously attended church, gave my tithe like a good boy, and ran the scales some more, day in and day out. I played on the worship team at several churches, big meetings and small meetings, just everywhere I could. I was casting a long shadow, all right, but I fear it wasn't a good one. My long shadow was all about myself. I looked great, but I was slowly dying inside. I didn't pay any attention, though, to who I was, but more how I appeared and how well I performed. I was always measuring. How good was good enough? How bad was too bad? Did I say the right churchy-sounding things? Did the people like me? And so on, ad nauseum, or till the stomach turns. Never once did it occur to me what kind of person I was. Jesus said, I am the way, but I never thought about the way I went while in the way. Not until the last 20 years has God finally gotten my attention about who I was and how I was, which was far more important than my ability to quote scripture so I would appear knowledgeable and pious, copying someone I heard preaching or praying like someone I heard so I could appear amazing, just amazing, and everyone would say, wow, a lot.
Wow.
But more importantly, did I value honesty, integrity, commitment, and keeping my word? Did I put a higher value on knowing Jesus? Was my relationship with God one of belonging and connection, and Jesus as a forever friend? All that loud living and full throttle activity without Christ as the focus and end point was, is, shall be a dead end. So let me ask you, what kind of legacy will you leave? Will you cast a long shadow? One day I absolutely guarantee you won't be here any longer. You will no longer live under this sky, breathe this air, drink this water, or walk on this ground. I know it's hard to imagine not being here anymore because it truly is the only place we've ever lived. But there will come a day when all you've known changes. Think. Do you cast a long shadow? What kind of shadow is it? Listen to me. I'm old, and I really believe this is important. After you are gone, it is highly likely within a couple generations, most all your stuff, pictures and all, will have gone to a thrift store or the trash. Within 3 generations, almost no one will hardly remember your name, and the only one who remembers you and all that you have done is God. In light of that, more than anything, I want my long shadow, my legacy, to be one of kindness, not personal greatness. I want to be an advocator instead of a litigator. I want to impact the world around me with godly patience and godly boundaries, being generous like God is generous. Your actions create echoes upon the world around you. If anyone remembers me, I want them to think of how I loved my neighbor, remembered as the guy who listened and heard what other people said, and possessed wisdom only God could have given, and that's only a few. Who you are is more important than the great things you have done. Quality over quantity every time, my friend. Quality over quantity every time. All that stuff you think is so great, when all is said and done, only what is done in Christ will stand. If you want to make a difference, I believe the biggest difference you can make, here it is to come into the likeness of the Son, Jesus. Be like Jesus. Study Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Learn to have an everyday walk around conversation with Jesus. Come on. Say, what kind of long shadow do you cast? And think about it. I'm Social Porter for Living in His Name Ministries.